Chapter 2. Mrs. Groves soon told me the answer to this question. I hurried back round to the hall and nearly bumped into her. "What's the matter, miss?" she breathed. "You're as white as a sheet." "But what's the matter with you?" I replied. "Something scared you." I put out my hand, and she held it tightly. "Mrs. Groves, I was scared," I said. "I saw a man's face through the window, and I saw the same man on the tower a couple of weeks ago." "What did he look like, miss?" she asked. "He has red curly hair and a long pale face, with a funny little moustache. His eyes are small, and he has a wide mouth." Mrs. Groves went pale and looked into my eyes. "You know him?" I said. "It's Quint," she whispered. "The master's valet, miss. Peter Quint. When the children's uncle left for London, Quint was in charge of us here, but then he went too." "He went?" I exclaimed. "Where did he go?" She stopped talking for a while and then said, "He died, miss." Mrs. Groves had never seen the ghost of Peter Quint, but she believed everything I said. "I always knew he was a bad man," she said. "Did you tell the master?" I asked. "I couldn't, miss," she replied. "The master brought him here and trusted him with the children. He loved to play with Miles." "I'm sure Quint was looking for someone," I told her. "I fear he's come to see the boy." We agreed to keep this a secret to protect the children. I was glad to have Mrs. Groves as my friend, but I had an uncomfortable feeling that she wasn't telling me everything. I enjoyed doing my job. I felt brave and strong, and I knew that I was doing my best for the children. One afternoon, I took Flora to the lake to play. She was playing on her own, and I was sewing. Suddenly, I realized that someone was watching us from the other side of the lake. I turned to look at Flora because I thought she might cry out, but she just looked at the figure over the lake and continued to play with her toy. When I looked back over the water, we were alone again. I was sure Flora had seen the ghost. I told Mrs. Groves about this event as soon as we got back to the house. I was quite upset. "Mrs. Groves, the children know," I said. "Flora saw the figure and she carried on with her game. She wasn't surprised at all." "But how do you know she saw him, miss?" asked Mrs. Groves. "No, not him," I said. "Her. This was a different person." I described the person to Mrs. Groves. It was a pale woman, dressed all in black, with a look of pure evil. "I think the children have seen her before, and I think you have too. I believe she was the governess before me." "Miss Jessel?" Mrs. Groves was shocked. "Miss Jessel. Don't you believe me?" I said. "How can you be so sure, miss?" asked Mrs. Groves. "Flora knew her and she pretended not to see her. It's dreadful. Flora was protecting her. The woman had come for Flora, and Flora knew. Mrs. Groves, you must tell me what you know about her, I said. There was a scandal, miss, Mrs. Groves began. Peter Quint was a servant, and Miss Jessel was a lady. They became lovers, but he was very bad to her. Miss Jessel had to leave Bly, and she died soon after. I don't know how, but I believe her shame killed her. My greatest fears were coming true. If the children know, how can we protect them? I don't know what I can do. I fell into my friend's arms, and she comforted me like a mother. I enjoyed looking after Flora and Miles. They studied their lessons hard in the schoolroom and practiced the piano. They were both good students, so I couldn't understand why Miles had to leave his school. You said you thought Miles was sometimes naughty, I said to Mrs. Groves one evening. What were you thinking about? Well, now that you know about Quint and Miss Jessel, you might as well know, miss. I think Miles knew about their relationship, and he lied to help them. Flora stayed with the lady, while Miles stayed with the man. The adults used them when they were alive, Mrs. Groves replied. It was difficult to believe that this innocent little boy could lie. What had happened at school that was so bad he could not go back? The children were very fond of me, and many happy days passed without any problem. However, one night, after they had gone to bed, I sat reading by the light of a candle when I felt a movement around me. I stood up, took my candle, and went out of my door. I locked the door behind me and walked along the landing to the main staircase. At this point, my candle suddenly blew out, and Quint appeared on the stairs. He stopped and stared at me, but the strangest thing was that I wasn't scared of him. I stared at him in silence until he turned and disappeared. I returned to my room. I was pleased that Peter Quint had had to leave. I had won. But when I opened the door, I saw that Flora's bed was empty. Oh no, I cried. Flora! Here, she sang from behind the curtain. Where have you been? Oh, you're safe, I said, and I sat heavily in my chair. I woke up and you were gone, she explained. So I looked out of the window. And did you see anyone? I asked. Of course not, she laughed. Her golden curls shook over her nightgown. But I knew she was lying. I knew she could see the ghosts. After this, I counted the nights, and I was aware of any sound or movement in the house, but I never saw Peter Quint again. One night, I saw a woman sitting on the bottom stair. She had her head in her hands. She looked upset and worried, but she quickly disappeared. On the 11th night, I fell asleep at my usual time, but in the middle of the night, I was suddenly awake, as if someone had woken me. I had left a candle alight, but it was out now, so I felt sure Flora had put it out. Flora was not in her bed. She was at the window, looking out at a figure on the lawn. They were communicating without speaking. I knew I had to interrupt without upsetting Flora, so I needed to find another window. I quietly left my room and went to a room in the tower which looked over the garden. I opened the window and looked outside. I was shocked to see the person on the lawn. I could see the motionless figure as he stared at another person in the tower above my head. The person on the lawn was poor little Miles.